wanted to sit here. I want to sit over there.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know about the table over there.
The problem with that over there is that it's right next to the TV. And the TV was actually pretty loud. I don't know what it is like right now, but... So, greetings everybody, this is Wes.
This is the world famous Mark Brene, who just got back from Miami.
And this is the...
Can I sing my song now?
Go ahead.
Wait, we have to introduce the
No, I think we should sing first. That way it'll be less of a letdown.
Drink all day, play all night, let's get this poppin'. I'm in Miami playing. Trick.
Trick?
I get it all wrong.
No, you did it.
So,
yeah.
When does the singing start?
No, you did it pretty right. Pretty well.
Have you the line about the polka dot bikini?
It's live. We can't stop you.
So, okay.
I don't remember.
By the way, this is the world infamous Bobo Rob, right. And we are coming to you live from the Emeryville food court. We're doing it live because somebody doesn't have the time.
Hey, this is called the Lazy Shit Show.
Actually, it's called the show because we're doing it live, just like Milton Berle and Steve Allen used to do their shows back in the 40s and the 50s and the 30s and the 20s and whatever.
Did you ever see the Bill O'Reilly thing where he screams, "I'll do it live"? Did you ever see that thing?
Yes.
No, I've never wasted my time one moment watching Bill O'Reilly.
No, it's a very early Bill O'Reilly when on one of his first jobs was for recording things.
No, I never saw it. It's a sound effect that's built into Campfire, if anybody uses Campfire anyway. What's the importance of what we're doing? What does that mean?
It means
we're
nothing.
So far behind on doing the proper editing and posting of the shows that we're just going to post this one audio only with no editing. It's not really live, but we're not going to edit it, hopefully.
Why do you use the word "we," white man?
That means I can fart and burp and do anything I want, and it can't be edited out.
We already expected that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so there's going to be no edits. We'll basically just take this thing and throw it up. There's no show notes.
Right.
We're just
and
so...
And every time I misspeak, you'll actually know that it's because I'm an idiot.
Okay.
We're so far behind with all the shows that we figured...
We
wanted to satiate the listeners and let them know that...
Don't use the big words!
Okay, so we wanted to please the listeners by letting them know that, you know, we do hear that, you know, you want us to... post shows on a regular basis.
I think our viewers are very pleased. They often say to me, please stop doing the show.
How much can I give you to stop doing the show?
Please do it more carefully. Take your time.
If I donate, will you get Bob Rob to get off the show?
So this is
thank God you don't do it video anymore.
Yeah, thank God. Anyway.
What'll it be, Mr. Simpson?
But the scary thing is now we're basically you could say anything to any of us, and we actually will be...
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
I'm not scared.
I'm terrified.
I'm scared for our audience.
I am scared.
Well, that's good. Stage fright is good, right? Because it gets the better performance to come out of you. In theory.
So I have no show... I have no, like, stories.
Crap!
I'm the only one that has notes.
No, I have notes, too.
I have notes, too. Yeah. I have more.
Really?
Yeah, I have thousands of them.
Is it quality or quantity?
Perfect. Quality. They're both. They're perfect.
Yes.
That's why I'm the world famous.
Just like the delusion you live in.
Dear listeners, I'm so sorry. Anyway.
Why are you more sorry this time than before?
It's pretty funny. All right.
We have no excuse.
Come over and talk to us. We can't click you out.
Right.
No, people walk by and they were staring at us.
So if you're anywhere near Emeryville right now, you don't know that we're doing this, so it doesn't help you. But if you have a time machine, come back in time and talk to us live.
Okay. So
who has the first story?
I don't.
Yay!
I don't have the first story.
Why don't you just say the first thing that comes to your mind? Okay. Now it's Mark's turn.
Facebook Home.
Damn it.
Is that like Sherlock Home?
No. Facebook Home is this Android thing that Facebook has officially for certain phones only right now. Eventually,
Mark, doesn't that mean that Android's better if Facebook did something for Android only?
No.
Oh.
I mean, look what a piece of shit Android is that Facebook's able to take it over and do things to
I
it.
Seem to recall arguments like this coming from the Catholic Church.
Right. Yeah.
God.
Well, okay, so piece of shit, we can all start segueing into our
okay, so now something does come to mind.
And now, the song from The Life of Brian.
Now something does come to mind. It's not related to this, and it's not very funny. Mm-hmm. It's the Boston Marathon bombings
happened
the last week.
What's up?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I guess they have a couple of people that they want to question, right?
They have a lot of video and
yeah.
audio and whatever that they got from everybody's cell phone.
Yeah.
So how long do you think it will be before they actually have someone in custody?
Depends. If they're really foreigners, maybe they already left the country, but... I claim it's Americans, right?
Yeah,
I think no one knows. I think it's idiotic to assume, right. like, everyone thought it was Islamic terrorists who did it when it was actually Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
No, I think it's probably just disgruntled Americans.
Okay. Did you want to add anything more to that, or did you just want to bring it up and see what we thought about it?
No, I mean, I think it's bad what happened. It's going to take a little bit to get over. It sets us back a little bit in terms of like feeling like we're safe, especially if very soon we don't get answers as to what really happened. If this kind of lingers on, it's going to seem pretty bad, like there's more to it. You know what I mean? Like maybe there's possibly other people like Islamic or Taliban type shit going on.
One person could easily have done this and they could easily hide themselves, you know, but they may do it again.
Right.
It depends on how the media wants to play it. I mean, you've seen major stories happen, and then another major story happens the next day, and that first major story is gone.
Right.
We're completely at the whim of the people controlling the cameras and the microphone.
Well, all I'm saying is, if we don't hear something soon that makes everybody feel a little bit more comfortable, like it's not some foreign terrorist... Right. Then it could cause, you know, economic problems. It's going to, I mean, immediately when it happened, San Francisco kind of freaked out and they beefed up security at the airport and all the different public places. And that's still going to kind of linger. I mean, I guess maybe I'm making a big deal out of it because I think everyone believes it was somewhat of an isolated thing.
But the FBI has already said there's no reason to be scared anymore.
Okay.
So I think they're onto something.
Well,
but they might have said that just to calm people down.
Well, that makes sense if it's something that's like local terrorists.
Yeah. See, this is another example of what I always wanted the first page of the newspaper to have a little corner with the box saying how many people died in the country of different causes to show how slight this
to
actually
gain perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
Like three people died, whoopee-doo. I mean, the same day 5,000 people died of car accidents and 10,000
3,000 people died of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not a disaster. It's not really a major thing.
As opposed to auto-exotic asphyxiation,
yeah, right.
when you glue your naked ass to a fancy foreign car.
Does that happen?
Auto-exotic asphyxiation.
But do people die for that?
Well, if you super glue your butt good enough and you can't get the food and the person who owns the car takes off,
right.
you're pretty much dead.
Right.
But it's probably not as much fun.
Yeah, people don't worry about that. See?
Yeah, totally. Right. You're awfully quiet over there, Mr. Lazy.
I got nothing to say. Like I said, I'm lazy.
Just riff off what we're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your opinion?
About
3/4 of the blogs out there are people just farting verbally. Including me.
What's my opinion about?
Say whatever comes into your mind. That can be your story.
I'm so lost without the ability to edit the show. Oh my god.
Okay, how about if I tell a story?
Anyway.
In Iceland, people can tap cell phones together to see if they should avoid having intercourse. Because it's such a small gene pool over there, and the results of having sex with a cousin who's a little bit too close can be bad. So, I guess there's an app you can have that... When you tap your cell phones together, checks your genetic database and sees if you're about to have sex with your cousin.
Wait.
Yeah, there is. I mean,
it's not like a HIC application. So
I'm sure it could be used in West Virginia just as easily as Iceland.
But the way the tapping works, actually, because there's been apps that do tapping for years now, in general, the way the tapping works is that when you tap it, it sends a message to the server saying what your location is. So someone else taps exactly the same second from approximately the same GPS location, That's how it goes.
The app accesses the Icelandic National Genealogical Database.
Really?
That contains information on all living citizens and their ancestors going back 1,100 years.
Oh, wow.
Tapping two phones together will bring up an alert if you share a common grandparent.
Right.
In other words, the app should be called, and I'm surprised they didn't mention this, but this is just the way my marketing brain works. Should I tap that?
That's good. It should be attached.
I don't know how to say that in Icelandic.
It should be attached to a condom dispenser, so it dispenses a condom or doesn't depend on.
I think we should dispense talking about the story. But that's all I got. And now back to you, Wes.
Hey, who's watching?
And now back to you, Mark.
How about Google Street View Hyperlapse?
Can I just make a statement?
Hyperlapse?
When is that guy that you do the voice of going to die? He sounds like he's been dying for about 3 years.
He doesn't die.
I don't know where my teeth are.
Where's my shorts?
When I was your age, Sonny, I had all my teeth. You kids of today.
My pacemaker battery is low.
When I had kids, I sounded just like this. And then they grew up and said, why don't you die?
Get out of the way.
He doesn't ever get old. He's just
okay. He's just old.
Yeah, he's just old guy.
Okay.
That's
old guy.
Yeah, like right. You know, like Mickey Mouse. Except Mickey Mouse doesn't ever
die. I know that you can
die.
Do other voices, so yeah. I'm just wondering why you always revert to that.
I do have one story.
Then tell it. Here in West Virginia, we can't afford cell phones, so we just tap each other.
We just use a Dixie cup and string.
Speaking of that,
I
saw your signal into a phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, go ahead, Mark.
Okay.
Mark,
don't lose that mental bookmark.
No, I got it. It's good.
Yeah. I didn't take notes of this. I didn't think about it for the show, but I guess it makes sense. There's a part of the country, like in West Virginia or something in the boonies, that's around a radio telescope.
Okay.
And the FCC has authorized a quiet zone around there with no cell phones. No Wi-Fi allowed, no Bluetooth allowed.
Okay.
For miles.
And since
it's
in the boonies, there's no problem whatsoever?
No, but there are people living there, but not very many. But there's people who think that they're sensitive to Wi-Fi and stuff. There's some name for those crazy people. Anyway.
People who do research?
They're what?
No.
Wait, say it again.
No, there are people who probably really just have depression or something, but they think it's all caused by magnetic interference. If it's caused
you
by
are
Wi-Fi.
Making a judgment against those people.
Yes, yes, yeah. Anyway, so those people have discovered this area.
What, you believe in science?
Duh. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I don't know about you, but my ancestors were cave dwellers.
Right.
Sorry.
My ancestors were the monkeys, and I'm proud of them.
My descendants are cave dwellers.
Yeah. It might be true. Anyway, so...
Why live in the sun when you can sit back in the cave?
So people who think they're sensitive to what to cell signals and Wi-Fi and stuff... have discovered this area and moving into it for that purpose. And the original people in the town think they're all crazy and don't really like to be.
And there's a telescope in the middle of this?
Yeah, there's a radio telescope in the
and
middle.
So the population growth is astronomical.
Yeah, good.
I'm a star.
So they're just trying to get away from
any EMF at all, yeah.
Okay.
And so EMF, for those at home who don't know what it is, it's not the same stuff that's in your toothpaste.
Isn't that a record label? I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's just electromotive force, I guess, or something like that.
Damn, I wish I could edit the show.
What did you say, damn awfully?
Electromagnetic. What?
Say damn awfully.
Electromagnetic frequency. EMF.
Yeah,
as opposed to MFP fluoride, which is what I was referencing.
Right.
But apparently, it went above your sagittal crest and over your head.
Ooh.
Would you like some transcendental mental floss?
He's using big words again. Oh my
yes.
goodness.
Anyways, people moved into that town for this reason. All feel so much better. They're so happy they moved there.
Really?
They're not getting sick anymore like they used to.
I did know a guy who had his computer next to his wireless access point.
Mm-hmm.
And he did claim that when he installed it next to the computer and he was on the computer most of the day working, he did notice that like he didn't feel quite the same when he went to bed at night. And he was concerned that there was something to the idea behind wireless activity.
Yeah, but he knew
causing
it was
problems.
There. But you need to move it around so you can tell the difference.
Yeah,
well,
he
I
was
actually
just comparing...
talked to someone very recently who has... A mother who...
A mother?
Yes, I know some of us don't. And he said that all her life she had been complaining about weird feelings and weird headaches anywhere she went. Yeah. One time they were like in this valley surrounded by mountains that had a high metal content. Uh-huh. And she said, oh my God, the sound is gone.
Huh.
And she didn't know that the mountains were full of lead or whatever, like our heads are.
Right.
So I use that as proof that you shouldn't judge other people because you don't know, because you're not them.
They're crazy. So simple. Everybody
I'm kind of with Mark.
Yeah.
Although this was interesting that this person said
this
before.
Was anecdotal evidence, but she didn't know. She just all of a sudden didn't feel it anymore. And then after that, they figured out it was. I'm not saying it's proof, but what I'm saying is things like that should be taken seriously because it's not a predetermined thought that caused her to suddenly think, oh, maybe, you know.
Right.
So
I don't want to know how often she had those feelings that it was good.
All the time.
Yeah,
no, that it was bad all the time.
Yeah, but I bet she had a lot of moments when it was good.
I bet that you must get tired of wearing all those judgmental robes all the time.
No, I love it. It's fun.
Maybe she should stand next to you. Because you've got a lot of lead up there.
Right. He'll bring her over to this area.
No, she already told me she doesn't like you.
All right.
No, I didn't mean that. Bring her over to the telescope and stuff like that.
She was remote viewing us, and she just told me secondly that she's already mad at you for judging her.
I would edit this out, what I'm about to say, but I can't. Every time you hit the table, it, like, spikes. Be
sorry.
Careful. It's really... No, don't!
That was him doing it, not me.
I can't edit it out.
I was doing it unconsciously. He was doing it consciously because not only is he a genocidal maniac, he's also, well, you know.
Yeah, I do. Mark Brunet said...
No, Mark Brunet sauce.
Mark Brunet sauce?
Brunet sauce.
Oh, okay.
Can we get some
do
more
I
ice
have
cream?
To be the
can
only culturally enlightened person
cream.
In this in
can
this
we
blog?
Find the poop jokes now?
What?
Speaking
can
of
we
culturally
find
enlightened.
The poop stories now?
Do you want to tell the poop stories?
He's
Mark
going to talk about
really,
culture.
He's
and
really
poop.
Excited about this one story.
I have about three different poop stories.
I've got about four.
I have crafts about poop.
Right. Mark's got this like really exciting. So I'm going to post this show, and our one listener is going to write back and say, go back to editing the show,
see,
I'll wait.
Now, there is your mistake.
He's going to be like...
It's bad enough that you sometimes assume we have more than one listener. But assuming that our listener has any skills in writing or reading...
If the listener who's listening to the show cuts off his arm because he can't handle it, does that mean he's less than one listener?
Yeah.
No.
No. Because we might make that
Because
person...
we warned him before the show that this wasn't going to be entered. So if he's not... doesn't have a forearm after he's been forewarned, then forewarned is not forearmed.
Okay. Yeah, I was waiting for you to do a pun. I was saying, why don't you have a pun on no arms? Then you kind of did.
You used your forehead to predict that.
Okay. That's true. So anyway, I'm going to start
please,
off the
enlighten
fart.
Me.
Yeah, tell your fart story when I'm done. We're staying in Miami in an apartment building. There's something wrong with the toilet in my bedroom where I'm staying.
Here we go.
Bye. It didn't have any... No, come on, Rob.
Good night. This is anyway, a great show.
Yeah. Anyway, remember, you can go in there. So, but you could go, I guess, or something. Yeah. Anyway, so the...
I'll do it at the appropriate
the
time.
The toilet didn't have very good pressure. It didn't overload or anything, but the water would go down. But if you pooped a lot, the poop would just swirl around, and wouldn't go down. And you flush it again, it just rolls around more and doesn't go down.
Sort of like your stories.
Right?
No, but...
So, but if you kept doing it...
We keep going around from person
I think
to person.
It was the water.
And all you ever talk about is poop. The poop stays there.
Yeah. Anyway, the...
I feel a lot of love
I
right
claim.
Now. I feel a lot of love going around.
That must be self-love.
See, normally he would edit this out, but he can't.
I can't do it.
So, anyway... But I found that if you just wait a while, the pressure in the building would change a little bit, and then it would work. Then you could do it after a while.
I don't think you.
I don't think I find the same thing true of the stories that you tell.
I don't think that.
I just can't digest the stories that you.
I don't think there's another podcast around that talks about this. Well, that's probably not true. There probably are way worse podcasts.
But that doesn't make ours better.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
We just lost our one listener.
No, okay, he can't turn it off because he chopped off his arms.
Right, yeah, it's true. It's going. He's like, going, please stop.
Actually, I have so many stories to segue to. Yeah. Do you have one?
No, I'm having a lot more fun making fun of you.
So do you have any poop or fart things to say to
Wait, I've got one about poop.
Yeah, okay.
The demand for Kopi Luwak coffee may be threatening wildlife. Popularization of the world's strangest coffee may be imperiling a small suite of small mammals. Sorry, may be imperiling a suite of small mammals in Indonesia. According to a new study in Small Carnivore Conservation, everyone has that magazine, the coffee known as Kopi Luwak, Kopi for coffee and Luwak for the civet animal that eats the coffee
civets,
and then poops
it. Civets.
Is made from whole coffee beans that have been passed through the gut of the animal. The coffee is apparently noted for its distinct taste, though some have claimed that it's just novelty.
You're eating shit.
Now, the burgeoning Kopi Luwak industry is creating civet farms, whereby civets are captured from the wild and kept in cages to eat and crap out coffee beans.
A human centipede had the one in front of you eating coffee beans.
Oh, God, that's terrible. That is really bad.
I would just like to pass along to the viewer that
along.
Mark is smiling from ear to ear right now, talking about crap and poop and stuff like that.
Right.
So, to describe the civet situation, they're these little monkeys that...
I don't know what they are.
They're little monkeys in Indonesia, and they actually like to... Oh, they're cats, really?
Well, the thing with the name civet is kind of a cat.
Okay. It's kind of like a cat marsupial monkey thing.
So part of their diet is eating raw coffee beans. They just have always liked doing that. And somewhere in the past, somebody walked along and picked up some coffee beans off the ground that had passed through a civet's digestive system and decided to roast those beans, and they did so and discovered that it actually tasted pretty good.
So they come out as whole beans? They don't
They don't chew them up. They actually just pass them through. But they're still interested in eating them. I guess there's some kind of meat in the coffee bean that they like. Somebody has to go through the poop of the civet and actually remove the beans and then fry them up.
I hate to mention this to you, Wes, but you just provided interesting information on this particular blog that you were afraid you wouldn't have anything to say about. So, take this mic and... No,
you know how I know that, though? A friend of mine was actually trying to convince me to try this kind of coffee.
A coffee poop farmer?
No.
Just try it,
because, I mean, that's a little bit of a hurdle if somebody were to say, hey, try this coffee. It comes from coffee beans that have been through an animal's digestive system, and somebody went through their poop to roast the beans.
I do have another story to relate this to.
All right.
And it, again, focuses on foul-smelling thing. The title is Low Levels of Toxic Gas Found to Encourage Plant Growth. Hydrogen sulfide is a toxic, flammable, foul-smelling gas that some theorize may have been at least partially responsible for the Earth's mass extinctions. Some of them.
Farts?
Including the Permian-Triassic event, which killed well over half of the species on the planet. Now, thanks to... I thought it said fartuitous. A fortuitous accident. A doctoral student at the University of Washington seems to have discovered that very low doses of the gas, hydrogen sulfide, seems to greatly enhance plant growth, causing plants to germinate more quickly and grow larger. The finding could have far-reaching implications for both food and biofuel production, and also make some people who have really stinky farts feel a little bit better about themselves when they work in a greenhouse. Oh, that last comment was mine. Reactions?
Not really. Nothing.
Not even from Mr. Fart over here?
I can segue in a totally different item.
Go ahead. I give and I give and I give for you kids. And what do I get?
Several shows ago, we talked about how there was an amazing update for the iPhone app called Burp and Fart Piano.
Right, yeah.
And they added a second burp sound and a second fart sound to the app.
Wow, they can really do that?
Yes.
So, Mark, aren't there two buttons, though? There's a burp button and a fart button. And not all apps like this actually include two different buttons.
No, but it has
That's
two.
What's amazing.
Wow.
But that update, they added a second burp button.
Wait. So you're telling me that a computer can put up pixels on a screen and add columns of numbers together? Wow, what else do they excel at?
No, it's a whole keyboard. It's a whole piano keyboard that plays.
Right.
I'm being sarcastic.
Bastard.
Anyway, so they have another update now. Okay. There are three of them. Three of these.
Oh, my God. What will they think of next?
I know.
Math on your fingers.
Yes, so Android...
Wax on dental floss?
Android doesn't have the power to handle something like that. It has to be an iPhone app only.
Android does have the power.
I think you're right about that, because I think only people who have iPhones could be duped into thinking that a third button on a fart application.
Now, Bob,
is
you're not suggesting that people with Androids are smarter than people with iPhones, because they can't actually have an app like this.
There's an Apple store near here. Let's go ask them.
Why don't you go ask them? I'm Ross Perot.
You want to? Mark will do it. See, that's the thing. Mark will walk over there.
I'm Ross Perot.
I'm Ross Perot.
And I had an intimate relationship with Steve Jobs.
There's plenty of ideas out there. Just got to go out there and get them.
For anybody who happened to listen to the show last week, that joke was sort of for you. But it's going to die now.
All right.
Just like Steve Jobs.
Just like Steve Jobs.
No harm meant to anybody who is related to Steve Jobs. I was actually making more fun of Ross Perot.
Ross is the boss.
No.
I'm Ross.
You're the boss, and I'm Ross.
Boss. You're the boss, and I'm Ross. No,
do
I'm
you have
Ross
any dental floss?
Don't look at me cross.
If a bad joke falls in the forest,
everybody hears it. Any more interesting stories?
I have lots. I'm waiting for Mr. Fart to say something.
I'm just going to segue into another one of these trucks.
Did we talk about Google Glass? We already know.
No, not enough.
No, talk about it?
Why don't you talk about it, since you don't have any stories, but obviously you want to talk about it. Right. And people want to hear about it.
Well, so no, Google Glass, people are now picking them up, right? The people who were allowed to and who actually were a part of the interesting way that Google released their beta of Google Glass. What was it? It was like
1,500 kind of developers or something like that.
Some strange number.
No, $1,500 right now. It's like
I thought it was developers. I thought it was a number.
No, it's not. So they're giving out to the public right now. Still $1,500, and you had to pass a little lottery.
You had to actually write an article or something about why it was important for you to be able to buy one. And so now they're giving those out to the people who actually won those.
But you still have to pay for the
lottery. I guess it's a lottery. Yeah. And so...
I would like to appear to be a hyper-intellectual douchebag. Can I have one?
Sure.
Okay.
I want to make fake ones because the public won't know that everyone. They just want to be a douchebag.
If you wore them, people would know.
Well, so there's a bunch of YouTube videos up right now of these open boxing people who are... Well, one in particular, it's an open boxing of Google Glass. And it's really not that... It doesn't look really like that big of a deal. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like a wireframe of glass of somebody's glasses.
No, that's the way the Google Glass works. You can either do your head like that and then start talking to it, or you can reach up and rub it.
Which is going
to
basically implant.
So people who have migraines will automatically activate their glasses.
It's going to give people a permanent tick, because you use that thing for a year and take them off and put some real glasses on, and they'll keep going like this.
What's wrong with him?
I'm not sure if you have to raise your head or just...
Google Glass.
It has eye tracking, so it might just be raising your eyes.
Okay.
But in some cultures, when you do that, it's like saying, yo, what's up?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, that's going to really get people's ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, anyway, okay, so here's my quagmire. So you look at the open boxing. Apparently the glass, the frames, they snap on. So it comes with sunglasses and normal glasses, not prescription at all.
Yeah.
And they just kind of snap in, which is cool. But the actual laser, or not laser, but the actual screen of Google Glass seems to be on the right-hand side. And I'm wondering, for people who have bad eyes or a weak right eye, if it's possible to flip that display around to the other side.
I've never seen a picture of anyone having it on the other side, so suspect not.
I know. So the guy in the bus, by the way, Mark said...
I would confirm very well.
I know. He was trying to speak directly to me. He actually suggested that we put it in the middle.
Didn't Steve Martin try that in The Jerk?
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was kind of like... I think that might be something.
Are you done yet?
I'm done.
Because Mark has to fart. I mean, talk about fart jokes. Or apps. Or craps.
There's an app in the Netherlands called the Poop Checker. Because poop... If you look at your poop, which part of, people used to look at it more, but nowadays...
You had me at Netherlands.
People don't look at it anymore.
And no, you lose a lot of that's Nether Regions.
You can learn a lot about your health. There's certain health issues that are going to show up in the...
Should I tap that?
That's the shape of the group burn. So anyway, so Netherlands is encouraging people to look at their poop more closely. And they have an app where you can log it in and stuff.
I'm Ross Perot, and I tap that.
Anyway, that's my...
Especially with Steve Jobs.
That may be my last poop thing.
I think that's our last everything.
Well, no, I kind of...
I have lots of stories left.
Yeah, I have one more.
One more. One more.
No, I don't have.
You have seniority here. You're 3 billion years old, so you go first.
Right. Wait a second.
There's a...
That's not nice.
Okay, sorry. 2.5 billion.
There's an app. It's a game called Buster the Nutty Plumber, where you follow Buster around.
How nutty is he?
You have plumbing problems in the house, and Buster goes around and repairs.
Wait, did you say bust a nut?
No, I said Buster. I said Buster the Nutty Plumber.
Okay, you didn't say bust a nut. Because that would be lewd.
Right. Well,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you didn't say that.
Right.
But is my saying of that somehow meta and then unlewd?
The Buster right there.
This is terrible. You guys, this is absolutely horrible.
Hi, Mom.
Do you remember the commercial, Bust a Nut, Bust a Nut?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that? It was a commercial for corn nuts? No.
Really?
Yes.
Buster Nut or Bust a Nut?
Bust a Nut. Yeah, Bust a Nut, Bust a Nut.
Actually, the game is Buster...
Save us, Mark.
You hire the plumber Buster and he comes over... And he likes your house so much he won't leave. So the game is to do scary.
Do you then have to hire Joe the plumber to get that scumbag out of your house?
Kind of, yeah. The game is to figure out how to get him to leave your house.
So, can we try that on each other?
No. Anyway, okay.
We've crossed over into a different threshold.
Hey, hold on to that cliff branch. He doesn't play for the Raiders anymore.
So no one else has stories?
I have lots of stories.
Okay, go ahead.
You go ahead.
All right.
Okay, the other one I have was the huge explosion at a Texas fart-related fertilizer plant.
That's true. Yeah.
And I don't know what chemicals were involved, but they said houses were flattened for like a 2-block radius around this explosion. Yeah. This was a big fart.
Yeah.
2 people were dead, 150 injured. The explosion was heard 75 miles away.
But I thought when you want to make a fertilizer bomb, it's not just fertilizer. You have to have some other ingredients.
You do.
So does it really just blow up by itself? And a fertilizer
I don't know if some of the other screaming children, I mean, some of the other chemicals involved in the creation of fertilizer.
Is that the secret?
Okay, so I got a story.
Please, save us.
So Windows 8 and the start screen... pisses off and annoys a large percentage of the population that uses Windows. You can't really get rid of that. You can actually install third-party apps that replace it.
For $5, it's not a big deal.
It's a fucking big deal because it's not Microsoft.
Do you have to obtain the dollars that way?
Yes.
You could.
It's $5. Where else could you get that many?
It's optional.
$5.
But there's an update coming, supposedly, for Windows 8 called Windows Blue.
Blue.
And they're planning
the jokes we've been telling.
They're planning on restoring the start button and allow you to go straight into the desktop. Mm-hmm. Because so many people have had problems.
Hallelujah.
For $5, you can do that right now with a product called Start 8. It'll boot right into the desktop and let you... It's a simulation, but it looks perfect of the start menu and stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Okay.
Anyway, Blue is also expected to bring new features and enhancements to the Metro environment. So if you enjoy the new interface, or if you're using it on the tablet where it's less controversial than it is on the desktop, don't expect the new user interface to disappear. So it'll be there, but it'll probably be an option in Blue, which is fine. That's fine.
And sure, Windows Blue was an April Fool's Day joke. Sure, this is real?
This is the 16th of April.
Because the Windows Blue and April Fool's Day joke was, the only difference was that you could make everything blue. They have blue fonts and different shades of blue.
So when you get the blue screen of death, you won't really notice as much?
Putting on my April Fool's filter, I don't see anything standing out.
It's not quite like the April Fool's Day one, but it is also Windows Blue, so I don't know.
All right.
OK. Can I use this piece of paper to read other stories?
Ars
from?
Technica.
Sure.
All right, bring it.
About 1,200 light years from Earth, five planets are circling around a sun-like star, Kepler-62, and two of those planets, which are Fartut, which is close to this habitable zone, probably have water on them, or at least they could. And it's the first kind of pair of habitable zone planets they found around one star. And there actually might be a third one, but I just thought it was interesting that the more sophisticated the devices that we get out there to look, we're finding out what a lot of people have predicted, that there's nothing unique about our sun, our planet. There's probably life everywhere, just in the galaxy, not to mention the universe. So I was going to relate that to an article that used some kind of metric to look at some part of our cells that are in, like, basic organisms and extrapolate backwards to try and figure out how long it would have taken, given what we know about the universe and the creation of more complex particles and stars through supernova bursts, for the chemicals needed for life to have first come about. And the estimate was that life was first possible about 9 billion years ago. So if you put those two things together, the aliens live among us. Or they're avoiding us because they consider us their West Virginia phone-tapping cousins.
And somewhere in this, there's a small creature with a medieval knight helmet on, and you can't see his eyes and his face, and he's just going,
I'm going to blow up the Earth.
Oh, the Warner Brothers character.
Yes.
The little Martian guy.
Yeah.
Did he have a name?
Marvin.
Oh, Marvin the Martian, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what planet is he on?
Yes.
You do
he
it better.
He wants to put a freeway in place, and it's the Earth is interfering.
Well, that's one of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books.
Yeah.
Is like that.
Hmm.
Right, the Vogons are playing an interspatial highway bypass through the Earth, and they put the plans.
You know, maybe I might have mistaken them, but I remember a Bugs Bunny thing where he wants to blow up the Earth, and Bugs is kind of not real okay with that, so he steals the RF modulator. He steals the
radio frequency.
Yeah.
Modulator. Modulator.
You can't modulate radio frequency. What are you talking about? In the future, maybe, but now.
Yeah, I used to have an RF modulator for my Roland S50 digital sampling keyboard.
Can I segue into something that's not related at all?
Sure.
There's a project underway to build coral reef repairing robots.
Nice.
And the article that I got is a short clip that says, since humans are responsible for much of the damage to coral reefs, it makes sense that we should try to help and repair them. That's exactly what a team from, I don't know how to pronounce this.
God, I wish we could edit.
Harriet,
this would be a nice thing to actually. Sorry, God.
You keep dreaming.
You keep dreaming.
The Harriet Watt University's Keith Center for Marine Biodiversity.
Isn't it not the part of the show where you say you can't edit, and then you're able to edit?
Oh.
All you have to do is believe hard enough.
Right.
But the point of not
The point of interrupting my story is that it pisses me off.
Do this. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
That's exactly what a team from the Harriet Watt... Not Harriet Watt, but Harriet Watt University's Center for Marine Biodiversity and Biotechnology is attempting to do with this development of underwater coral bots. Now anyone can add the support to this worthy effort with the launch of a Kickstarter campaign that will make the robots a reality.
All you have to do is bury stuff and the corals will attach to it and make reefs anyway.
All you have to do is wait for the right water pressure in that hotel in Miami to flush your poop down the toilet.
That's so true. I did. That's what I did. Yeah.
But then you have to. But during the waiting period, you've got like poop sitting in the toilet, and that's the problem.
If anybody can get through this blog, they can deal with poop swirling around in the toilet.
No, but all you have to do
is
sink
that's
a ship.
That's the thing. It's just sitting there.
If you sink a ship, coral love it, and they attach themselves to it, they're very happy. so man can repair coral reefs anytime he wants. It's really corals that can repair coral reefs.
So I got a question.
I have lots of questions. What's your question?
Never mind. It's terrible.
You want to see the video I took of Miami of the
Yeah. No. And now back to you, Wes.
You posted the show notes. Oh, we don't have show notes.
How do you think they use the bathroom on the Mayflower?
I don't want you to show me anything.
Do they have outhouses that dumped everything into the sea?
And now, my story to the rescue. Apparently, Iron Man 3 is to debut in Japan as a 4DX film. Marvel's Iron Man 3 will debut in select Japanese theaters later this month, employing the 4DX system for the first time. Developed by South Korea's largest movie chain operator, the CJ Group, 4DX-equipped theaters deliver smell, seat motions, and additional effects such as strobe lights and fog, all in sync with events as they appear on the screen. Beyond South Korea, this full immersion approach to cinema is already in operation in countries such as Israel, Mexico, Brazil, and of course China, and now we know Miami. Because if you really want to see swirls of poop, sit next to Mark.
Well, it's actually in North Korea.
I'll give you the address. Just
no, please.
Send me an email. I'll give you the address.
It's actually,
you can see this by yourself.
It's also installed in North Korea, too.
Oh, North Korea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
I didn't want to
but the whole
out.
Show is just watching the poop swirl around in the toilet.
Well, you can experience it
and
in
the
North
smells
Korea.
And everything.
Oh, you don't have with, to watch. Without a, an actual
you can
cinematic
live
experience.
It. You can live
I see.
It. Yeah.
Anyway, come so, in. Okay, I've got one more story, I think.
Okay, we've got 9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
Ass breath.
Oh, did I talk
hang
about BitFloor indefinitely suspending Bitcoin trading?
No.
I think we talked about that, but I didn't read it. Apparently, BitFloor, a New York-based online exchange for Bitcoin, yesterday made the following announcement on their website.
So what's Bitcoin, before you go into the story?
You can explain that.
I think I did in the last show.
Yes, you did, but what if the viewer this time is a different viewer?
Then they better go back and listen to the last
first
one.
First of all, I doubt it.
Do it again anyway.
So Bitcoin was a form of currency invented that is not in any way associated with the government.
We don't know. Bitcoin was invented by some anonymous secret guy. We have no idea who invented it.
Actually, I think we do
it
know.
It might be a government.
Right?
No.
He's been working on it for a long time. And
it's a digital form of value exchange.
It's a file. It's an encrypted file.
It's like credits in Star Trek.
That takes a very long time to actually get created, and there are clients you can install. It's like a server, and it builds the file over a small period, over a long, long, long period of time, and the value of that file increases the longer, I guess you are the more that it creates. But the whole point is that it's like I forget the
it's
the,
like gold. And it's very, very limited, and it's hard to get more of
right.
it.
But basically, BitFloor put a message on the website saying, "We're sorry, but to circumstances beyond our control, we're quitting." Apparently, they're going to be returning some of the value to.
There's a lot of exchanges.
According to the company's Twitter account, money should be returned to users' bank accounts shortly.
But they were just one of the holders of wallets or something.
The overall issue is, how real is Bitcoin?
Because there's no one company that controls it. They probably just one of the companies that handles.
Do you think it will evolve into a more mainstream way around?
Well, okay, let's look at the reality. It was created around the time when we were going through the shitter economically.
But not Miami.
And I think.
Because all of ours was going down.
Right, it wasn't swirling around. So I think that the whole interest in creating something like this comes out of the need to. Or the interest in doing away with the government's control of money and the economic, like you know, and the ups and downs of the markets, and so that's why this thing became really, really popular. In my opinion, is that it was like, hey, here's this new thing we can use as money. If the market continues to turn into crap, we've got this other thing we can do.
Which so it's kind of like gold, but you don't have to carry physical gold or anything.
Right.
It has certain conceptual things like it because say it's hard to make, it's rare, stuff like that.
But I think as the markets return and as the American dollar gets stronger, I think there'll be less and less of an interest in Bitcoin.
probably. It's already crashed a couple of times.
Yeah.
And the value has gone way up and way down, even in the last
week.
Well, that's all I've got.
Okay.
Can I do my craft?
Yes,
now?
Mark. You
yes,
already,
Mark.
You
can already do the.
You can already smeared it into earlier part of the show.
Yeah. Have I done the unicorn zombie apocalypse?
No.
No.
I can't get it open.
No, I don't mean no, you haven't done it. I mean no, don't do it.
I can't get the detail. I can't get it open.
Does no mean no, Mark?
Apparently, yeah. My tablet just crashed.
I wouldn't have that.
That just came out. Hold on. Sure, we should edit this because we're wasting a lot of time here. Yeah, make some cricket. Make some cricket noises. There's an app called Unicorn Zombie Apocalypse.
What?
There's an app called Unicorn Zombie Apocalypse. I knew you'd like those.
I love zombies.
Does anything, any meme for
awesome.
The last 5 years not include zombie apocalypse
no.
at the end of it?
No.
Well, no, you have to worry about what will happen and how you're going to survive after the zombie apocalypse.
I'll just turn into a zombie.
I've got a lot of walkie-talkies. I'm, like, stocking up on, like, GRSM.
Why not just give in and become a zombie?
GRM.
You get exercise.
That's actually in World War Z. That's actually a type of zombie is people who go insane. And they actually think they're zombies, but they're really not. So, you know how to tell?
Yeah.
When you shoot them, they bleed and they fall over and they actually, like, scream in pain.
Oh, okay.
Whereas zombies don't do that. So,
is that how we can celebrate certain viewers of ours? Or listeners, I should say?
Yeah. We've already done that. We want to hold on to that one.
They've already
listener.
Turned into zombies.
No, the one listener who listens who's, yes.
So I went to the zoo in Miami and I saw this for real.
Isn't Miami already a zoo, inherently?
No.
With zombies.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That unicorns are real. Unicorns are real. It's just that they're gray and fat and we call them rhinoceroses. It's true, right?
So they're American unicorns.
Yeah. So I saw one.
American unicorns.
I saw one of these unicorns at the Miami Zoo.
Because some rhinos are white.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There are albino unicorns.
Or are they rainbow colored?
I mean, rhinos. So I mean... Zombie apocalypse.
Right, a white one and painted rainbow colors. We got a unicorn.
All the color has drained out of my entire being, and it's swirling around.
Oh God!
And then I discovered the cure for cancer.
Don't they know we're doing
Thank
a show?
Thank you, random inconsiderate employee.
Yeah. I guess I'm done. I'm done. I give
Don't
up.
Don't they know?
Yeah.
We're doing a show. I mean, we got microphones and equipment here.
It's like, yeah, and we don't pay for being here and... Oh, wait.
No, we don't. Yeah. So they don't care, basically.
Okay, anyway. I have more crap, but I'll save them for next week.
It's not easy being green.
All right, so...
It's not easy making green, but I'd like to make some green off the show.
Yeah.
But that means we have to actually come up
with...
What
are you looking at me? Poor Mark. Are we ready to wrap it up?
Yeah.
I think we should have never even been put in the box.
I know, yeah. All right, thank you.
We should have left it swirling around in Miami.
By the way, your battery died. We're not recording.
What? No.
The battery died. You're not actually recording.
It does say low battery. We got to go. Thanks, guys, for listening to the show. Sorry about this.
We're just sorry.
Yeah, we're just sorry in general. But anyway, I'll post this up. It'll be the first show that we've ever done in the same night.
Yay.
Take care, guys.